Hey guys, welcome to Our City Church. We are so glad you are here. If you're looking for some good sermons and great words of encouragement, you have come to the right place. And while you're here, go ahead and like, comment, and subscribe, and share this with all your loved ones if you want them to be encouraged as well. Now, let's join this week's sermon in progress.
I get the honor of kicking off our new sermon series called Seasons. How many of you have been through a season or two? Or three, or 572? We've been through some seasons. And in those seasons, have you ever noticed that life never stays the same? And it doesn't stay the same for very long. I feel like sometimes life can be like a roller coaster. We're slowly chugging up to the top, and then whoosh, we're down to the bottom really fast. But I believe just like the weather changes from season to season, our life does too, right? Some seasons are joyful and expectant, and we're excited, and some seasons weigh heavily on us. They're full of chaos. They're full of struggle. They're difficult. But the truth is that God is ever present in every single season of our life. We can't count on a lot of things, but that is one thing you can take to the bank. He is always present. So he's present. And maybe not so good of news to you in a struggle season, but he has purpose for every season of your life. The things that we go through can catch us by surprise. How many of you have had a surprise or two? You know, this week I want you to pray for Dustin, our drummer, because he unexpectedly lost his dad to a work accident this week. That was very unexpected. It caught us by surprise, but it did not catch God by surprise. Our text today is in Ecclesiastes chapter 3. I'm going to begin in verse 1, and it says, "For everything there is a season, a time for every activity under heaven, a time to be born, a time to die. A time to plant and a time to harvest." I just want to prophesy today that I believe we're in our harvest season. We've been planting for 8 years, and we're about to see the harvest that God promised. A time to kill and a time to heal. A time to tear down and a time to build up. A time to cry and a time to laugh. A time to grieve and a time to dance. A time to scatter stones and a time to gather stones. A time to embrace and a time to turn away. A time to search and a time to quit searching. A time to keep and a time to throw away. A time to tear and a time to mend. A time to be quiet and a time to speak. A time to love and a time to hate. A time for war and a time for peace. This passage reminds us that everything under heaven is by God's design. Everything is by God's design, and it is a part of the process that we're going to go through until we get to heaven. We're going through everything, but what gives me hope is that God already knew what we were going to go through before we went through it, and that gives me hope. Let's pray. Father, today, in the mighty name of Jesus, we just ask, Lord, that you would open our hearts. You would open our ears to hear. And you would give us eyes to see, and God, that we would open our minds. In the culture we live in, we get inundated with things that affect our minds. But God, you want our hearts. And so today, I pray, Lord, over this church, over all of us sitting here, that we hear through spiritual ears exactly what you want us to hear. Step on our toes. Do what only you can do to take us from the place that we walked in today into a new season. In Jesus' name, amen. Over the next several weeks, we're going to be teaching on seasons. There is a purpose for every season that we go through. And if I were you, I would take notes. Here's the why behind the what. To get to heaven, yes. You only go to heaven if you take notes. Did y'all know that? Just kidding. I would take notes because seasons change. And at some point in our life, we will be going through every season that we talk about in the upcoming weeks. The saying goes, you're either in a hard season, getting ready to go through one, or you're on the other side of a hard season. So today, I believe God wants us to prepare perspective so that we can walk through every season with hope, with joy, with peace, because no season, I'm gonna get a little closer, gonna say it a little louder, no season you ever walk through is wasted. 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 God will use every bit of it. Point number one is seasons change. Can I get a hallelujah? I think one of the hardest parts of life is change. But I also think one of the most hopeful parts of life is change. If you're in a difficult season right now, I want to assure you it will not last forever. It will not last forever. Psalms 30, verse 5 says, weeping may endure for a night. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. Come on, come on. Just like winter doesn't last forever, amen. It always gives way to spring. Hard seasons do not have the final word in your life. Is anybody else excited that spring is on the way except for Stephanie, Chef, and I? Let me tell you, I would much rather be scorching hot than freezing cold any day. Sorry, Paige. Church, despise winter so much that in the past few years, I've dreaded fall coming. And fall's beautiful and I love fall, but I dreaded fall because I knew what was coming next. Winter. And this year, I was especially dreading fall. And I even said out loud to somebody, I don't even remember who it was, I wish we could be like bears and just hibernate all winter. One morning, I'm not saying it was prayerful, okay? I'm not saying it was prayerful, just thinking in my head, I wished that we only had one season and it was warm and sunny. But you know, just as quickly as I had that thought, I heard the Lord say something to me. And it's not gonna always be that way. Without seasons, you all, there's no growth. Without seasons, we cannot learn new things. And during that moment with the Lord is when he birthed this sermon series on seasons. And it was so beautiful because I was driving. Y'all know that's when the Lord speaks to me, when I have to pull over and write something down. I was driving and I had to pull over because it just started flowing. The topics, the songs, the lessons we needed to learn, the people that were going through seasons, it was so important. And he was challenging me to grow and go deeper. But then I started thinking about so many people in our church that were going through hard seasons as well. And I heard, "You're gonna learn today." And so I just sat there and let the Lord speak to me. And inevitably, you guys, we will and absolutely must go through seasons. But I believe the way we go through a season determines what it looks like in the season and after the season. We can approach a hard season with doubt. We can approach it with, "Oh, I don't want to go through this." We can approach it by complaining and grumbling, or we can decide to approach it with joy and say, "Okay, God, you've got something you want to teach me right now, and I'm just going to sit and I'm going to receive." You know, the crazy part about this fall is I decided. Say, decided. I decided that I was going to enjoy all the fun things of fall, except pumpkin spice lattes. Sorry for all of you that love those pumpkin spice lattes, but I believe there has to be a decision made. I decided this fall, am going to be present to the moment and take it all in. And guess what? The best fall I've had in a very long time. Do you know what happened? Do you know what happens when you change your perspective? You see things. You see the very thing that you put your mind on. I think it's like the roller coaster. We're climbing it, we hit the top, and down we go. Because after the best fall season of my whole, well, not my whole life, but in a long time, I got sick. For about 12 weeks, I didn't know what was going on in my body. I was fatigued. I had stomach issues. I was a mess. Couldn't think clearly. You see, understanding that seasons change and it's all right, as the song says, is valuable. And what ended up happening is in that season of me being sick, I had to rest. My desire was to keep doing and being all that God had for me, but my body wasn't keeping up. And I had to sit and rest. I had to sit and listen. I had to ask God, "What are you trying to teach me right now?" God allows seasons to change because growth requires movement. Growth requires movement. If you're a person that goes to the gym, you're not going to see growth if you're not moving. If you at your job are not working with excellence, you're not going to see movement. God requires us to shift. He requires us to change. Point number two, every season has a purpose. Some seasons teach us patience. Some seasons teach us endurance. And some seasons teach us, I've just got to trust the Lord. He's in control. This is by his design. Think about a seed. before we ever see the tomato come on the plant, or we see the beans shooting up out of the ground, there's growth happening underneath. So no season is wasted. And like the seed, God often works in us before he works through us. And like I said, when I was sick, I had no other choice than to let God work in me. Romans 8:28 says, "And we know that God causes everything to work together for the good of those who love God and are called according to his purpose for them." And I don't know about you, but for me, I think we think winter is a punishment. Anybody else? Stephanie, raise your hand. So in this growing season, we see all the flowers, all the leaves, everything's happy in the growing season. But when they're taken away, we mourn because we think the tree looks sad, that it looks dead, that it is not thriving. But trees don't see it that way. They just embrace the rhythm of life. Because the trees understand that winter is not a season of death, but a rhythm of that life. It is producing something. The roots sustain and protect the tree through the cold of winter. And what it does is it, in the growing season, all the nutrients get to what we see. But in the winter season, it takes all those nutrients and it puts it down to the roots. We've got some roots that need some nourishment right now. Without winter, there's no preparation for spring. I know Jessica is already about to start doing her seeds to plant her garden. Without winter, there's no preparation for the spring. And guess what happens when there's no preparation and no time to foster? No growth. We're stunted. So every season is designed. The guys are going to be able to relate to this. So 3/4 of a way through a football game, and you see a coach pull out the best players, and you're sitting there like, "Wah? What are you doing that? They're the best ones out there. The other team's going to get ahead." We start getting nervous. Oh, if you take him out or he's hurt or whatever, what's going to happen? Why do they do that? It's for rest. It's for rest. And so many times we look at rest the wrong way. Rest is a sacrifice. But at that moment in that game, rest is best. Because at the last quarter, when you need it the most, when the game's on the line, you need your best players rested, right? And I don't know about you, but I look back a lot and reminisce on good seasons, right? I look back and I go, oh, I had so much energy. I had such a desire to pray. I loved reading the Word of God, whatever it is for you. And we go, oh, I want to be back there. I want to see a presence-driven church. I want to see the people coming up and just laying their face on the ground. I want that because that's what I used to do. But God has a new season, and it is okay. It's always a good time to praise him. The impact of those other seasons can make us wanting to go backwards, but God reminds us, he encourages us that he still is working all things together for our good. And you guys, it is not just the easy things that God is working. He's working all things. If you need something to work, I want you to say that right now. All things, even this one. Point number 3, our response matters. We can't always choose the season that we're in. but we can choose our response. A statement I make to a lot of women that are going through something hard is, I don't care what you're going through, as long as you look good while you're going through it. And I know it always gets a chuckle, just like it did, or a smile. And I'm not talking about the outward appearance, because what happens is when we get in that place, we allow God to begin to teach us what he wants to teach us, and then we are protecting our heart so that it doesn't get bitter. We can resist where we are, right? How many of you have resisted? I resisted for 12 weeks. I was digging in. What is going on? What's going on? What's going on? We can complain. We can bury. We can just rush ahead instead of waiting on God's timing. Or we can ask God, what are you teaching me right now? We can choose to look at our failures. And guess what happens when we do that? We begin to beat ourselves up. We get discouraged. We might even be thrown off course. Or we can choose to allow God to take our failure and teach us something to help us grow. John Maxwell says that we fail forward to success. Couldn't that be a perspective change for us? We fail forward to success. That perspective is faith. Not woe is me, but I have faith that I'm going to get to a better place. Faith is not asking why. Why, God, is this happening to me? It's asking, what do I need to learn so that I can grow my faith? When we remain faithful in small things, then God sees that and he will prepare us for what's next. I believe so strongly that that is a word for somebody in here. When we're faithful over those small, minute little things, and we're not seeing what we want to see, God's preparing us for what's next. He's got us in a place of growth to get to the winning season. Matthew 25:24 says, the master said, well done, my good and faithful servant. You've been faithful in handling this small amount. So now I will give you many more responsibilities. Let's celebrate together. Point four, God is the same in every season. Life changes, but God does not. God never changes. He's with us in the beginnings and the endings. He's with us in the joy and the struggle. Can we just take just a minute and give him some praise? Thank you, God, that no matter what season I'm in right now, I thank you because I know you're in control. You have a good plan with a hope and a future. Thank you, Jesus. And when everything feels chaotic and uncertain around you, maybe confusing, God is right there with you. He's carrying you. He's encouraging you. He's beckoning you a little bit deeper. Peter walked on water. Have you ever walked on water? Peter walked on water. And he was able to do that as long as he kept his eyes fixed on Jesus. But the moment that he took his eyes off Jesus and onto the waves, he began to sink. And it is the same way with us. So my question is, what do you have your eyes fixed on in this season? Is it Jesus? You're in a struggle. Is it on Jesus? Are you sitting there and putting it at the foot of the cross and putting pressure that God, your word says that you're with me, you have me, you've got a good plan and with a hope and a future? I can't see it, but I trust you. Are you focused on your circumstances or the one in control of your circumstances? So this week at home, write these down. I want you to spend some time with the Lord processing these two questions. The first one is, what season am I in right now? You know, a lot of times we'll bury our head and we won't be honest with exactly where we're at, our emotions, everything. But God already knows, so you might as well process it with him and tell him what season you're in. And then the second question I want you to answer is, how can I find peace in this present season? Trusting that there is a season for everything and this season won't last. That's where God found me the last 12 weeks of the year. I really had to ask him, what can I do right now? And it was rest. And I'm a go-go-goer, but every day I came home half days and I took a nap like Pastor Rich every day. But that's what God wanted for me in that season to get me through. Too many times we wish it away. But what could happen to us today if we choose to learn the lesson and leave the experience? No season is ever wasted when it's placed in God's hands. If you're waiting, and I know some people here today that are waiting, God is working. If you're waiting, God's working. If you're struggling, God is strengthening you. His strength is made perfect in our weakness. If you're celebrating, God is still guiding you. There truly is a season for everything, but God walks through it, through them with us. God's promise still stands. Great is his faithfulness. His words say, the grass withers and the flower fades. Those are seasonal things. The grass withers, the flowers fade, but his word will remain forever. Amen? No matter what season that you're in right now, God asked me yesterday morning to ask you to press in, to fix your eyes on him, to maybe come out of your comfort zone, to be surrendered. We don't know what that word means these days. We do not know what it means to just say, God, here I am. Raw, real, a mess, confused, whatever it is. Here I am. Speak to me and use me. His fulfillment of his promises are always yes and amen, no matter what season you're in. So I want us to take a stand as a community. And as they dim the lights and we start this response song, I'm gonna ask that you make a statement of faith that I may be here or I might be there. I might be in a hard season. I might be in a good season. But I know that God is faithful and he's going to be my strength, especially in my weak times. And I'm going to ask you to tell the Lord by making a statement of faith and joining me up here. This next song says, the evidence of your goodness is all around me. Your promises in fulfillment, they're all around us. We just have to fix our eyes on Jesus and see it. Would you come?
Thank you so much for joining us today. I hope you are encouraged. If you are looking for more information, please visit ourcitychurch.online. We love you. We're praying for you. We'll see you soon.